a test run before attempting the fuel-hungry and risky trip to the planet below. Dreaming about Mars and actually going there are two very different things. Mars may be our neighbor, but 35 million miles to the closest point is still a very long way from home.
To put humans on the surface of Mars, someone once joked there are only three issues: getting them there, keeping them alive while they're there, and getting them back.
That's a good step. Yeah.
Our space-age dreams of off-world colonies on the Moon and Mars faded with the cancellation of the Apollo program and the last trip to the lunar surface in 1972. It didn't stop us from traveling. We simply switched from astronauts to lower-cost, lower-risk robotic explorers. And when it comes to Mars, it's probably just as well.
Getting to Mars is just unbelievably hard. We've learned that the hard way. If you go back to the days before the rovers launched, two-thirds of the missions that had been flown to Mars had failed. And they failed for all kinds of reasons. Rockets that blew up and spacecraft that just vanished hardly without a trace.